All right, Saturday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed. In Jesus' mighty name, welcome Christian Television Network to all the TV viewers that are watching. Let's hop right to it, Will. May's video, we're talking about the aftermath right now of the Trump verdict, the illegal verdict, the ridiculous verdict, which last I saw, I'm trying to remember the exact total that was raised in a 24-hour period after the verdict. It was at least $52 million. That Eric Trump said, but I believe that it was gaining, so I don't know where it's at now, but at least $52 million was raised in 24 hours, which is a record for all politics worldwide ever.
Yeah.
So we are winning. I'll be sending money to the Trump campaign. It's DonaldJTrump.com, DonaldJTrump.com. I don't care whether you're sending $5 in. It all makes a difference. Let's send some money in to the Trump campaign. Don't send it to the RNC. Well, the RNC's all right now, the Laura Trump there, but let's send it to the Trump campaign for now to show our muscle. But let's just deal with some aftermath from the verdict. May's video titled Banana Republic, Biden 2022 versus Biden 2024. Play for me, Will.
That his political movement, which is still very strong, will not again take power in the United States.
We just have to demonstrate that he will not take power if he does run.
Donald Trump refers to himself as a political prisoner and blames you directly. What's your response to that, sir?
And that smiling video is not edited. That's exactly how it is. I got two of them in the post game, two different platforms made videos about that little grin right there. And that, of course, is where I miss cussing because I describe that in a very different sort of way. But that is Biden. He's going to keep him from getting into power by any means necessary, of course. And those of you that watch this podcast all the time, you already know all this information. But this was orchestrated. It's not right-wing conspiracy theory. This was orchestrated right out of the White House where you have Matthew Colangelo, number three in the DOJ, dispatched to be a line prosecutor. Imagine that. Imagine having a multi-$100,000-a-year job, number three in the DOJ, and you decide that you want a change of pace. You want a job change. So you to go take a line prosecutor job under Alvin Twinkie's Bragg in New York, and the case was completely dead, turned down by Alvin Bragg, turned down by the United States attorney in Manhattan, turned down by the DOJ, turned down by the FEC, and then suddenly when Matthew Colangelo shows up and talks to Alvin Bragg, who's bought and paid for by George Soros, elected by George Soros, so is Letitia James. Letitia James orders Bragg, along with Matthew Colangelo, and they gin up this case that makes absolutely no sense. Spent 3 hours talking about it, but I already have done that on Thursday. The case makes absolutely zero sense at all, nonsensical. If it's nonsensical, then we know it's illogical, nonsensical. We know that it is what? Nefarious and evil, which of course it is, to keep Donald Trump off the ballot. Now, will he go to jail? Not to keep him off the ballot, he'll be on the ballot regardless, but to keep him from campaigning.
Yeah.
Well, some of the rumors going around is that they're going to want to try, and they're going to either try to put him in Rikers for a year or less, because if he gets more than a year, then you have to go to prison. If you get less than a year, then you can go to local jail, which is Rikers Island, which they already tried to kill Paul Manafort there under the collusion hoax when he's completely and totally innocent when they falsely prosecuted him for the black ledger part of the collusion hoax narrative. But anyway, so another rumor is that they're going to want him to keep him on house arrest at Mar-a-Lago so he can't go and campaign. And what's amazing is that all of this stuff is right in our face because these people are not smart. They're just zealous. Remember that. They're not smart. I'm trying to think like MI6 or NSA or CIA, although all those agencies are involved a lot of the time. But they're not, this is not a covert operation. These people are very overt because they're not smart. If there was actually a real media out there outside of our media, outside when I'm talking about our media, I mean right-wing media, there wasn't any of those things, then none of us would know any of these things. We'd have to discover them on our own. All right, so more on this. Let's go to the Keith Boykin tweet. So I want to show you this. Keith Boykin, he writes, Trump could face, this is how these leftists think. And imagine if the roles were reversed. Imagine if the roles were reversed here. Trump could face a New York appeals court panel made up entirely of black women, says the black activist Keith Boykin. Now imagine, let's just reverse the roles. Biden could face a Alabama appeals court panel made up entirely of white men, or Barack Hussein Obama could face, Herron's going, that's a better example.
Yeah.
Could face a Alabama appeals court panel or Florida appeals court panel made up entirely of white men. Now, why isn't this racism? But if I say that, it is racism. Why is this not racism? And all right, Tom, are you saying that these black women could not rule justly? It depends. Are they conservatives? I don't care what color you are. I care what political persuasion you are. That's why the whole like border, you know, you're a racist, you want to close border. No, I want to close border to protect all Americans of all races and all genders.
Yeah.
Got nothing to do with it. I like you're a nationalist populist. That's correct. But being a nationalist and populist covers black, white, Asian, male, female, transgender, gay Americans. Covers everybody.
Yep.
I want all Americans protected. I want all Americans prioritized. But just imagine if the roles were reversed here. And go to the next one. Well, here's Keith Boykin's profile page. From New York Times best-selling author Keith Boykin. Look at his title of his book. Why does everything have to be about race? And what he's saying is, why does everything have to be about race? Not asking the question.
Right.
He's actually saying why it actually has to be about race. Author, why does everything have to be about race? Dartmouth College, Harvard Law, of course. Former White House aide, National Black Justice Coalition. So he's very excited that Trump won't get a fair appeals court hearing. And he won't because it will have to go to SCOTUS. Because like I told you, jump Alex Jones. Alex Jones is the rumor has it that InfoWars could be closed tonight by the federal government. That's what Alex Jones has been putting out basically all day. Stand with Alex Jones. I've met Alex Jones. I've spent some time with Alex Jones. I'm not saying he's my friend. I've spent some time with him. And I've met him. Great human being.
Yeah.
What's happened to him is an absolute atrocity. They hauled him. They hauled Navarro. They hauled Bannon. They hauled Flynn. They hauled Stone. They hauled Trump. They hauled Giuliani. They hauled Project Veritas. All of Project Veritas just got raided. Sent them, hauled them in front of blue judges, blue prosecutors, blue juries, blue grand juries. And the kicker here, backed up by Keith Boykin's ridiculous racist tweet, calls all of us racist, but he's the one pointing out race, therefore making him a racist.
Mm-hmm.
If you combine government with corporations, you are a fascist. That's how it is. You are the fascist. If you're a leftist who loves to call right-wingers fascist, but you love the combination of the NIAID and NIH with Moderna, you're the fascist. That's how you love the combination of the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation with Pfizer, with Moderna, with the Wuhan Institute of Virology, with Chinese Academy of Sciences. You're the fascist. You bring up race, you're the racist. That's how it works. All right, let's go to the next one. Will Biden wins tweet. Breaking. Now, this is actually put out by Biden wins. This is pro Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Breaking. President Biden just slammed individuals suggesting our court system is rigged or political. Now, leave this up. Well, if you say that the court system is rigged or political, you are now considered to be an insurrectionist and a threat to democracy, right? That's how it is. But isn't the very essence of democracy being able to claim the court system is rigged? Isn't the very essence of democracy being able to claim that the election system is rigged? What kind of democracy do you have when you have forbade speech or, as Justin Trudeau says, unacceptable views?
Yeah.
Now, if you want to, you drift into defamation, you can suffer the consequences for it. Free speech does have some consequences. Those consequences would be defamation, loss of how people think about you. People can have bad attitudes about you because of what you said. Loss of reputation, whatever it may be. Free speech has repercussions, but you know, we'll all risk those repercussions and keep our free speech. So now, if you say that an election is rigged or the court system is rigged, which, by the way, the Democrats do every time they lose a court decision and every time they lose an election. But when we do it, it's a threat to democracy. So I'm glad to hear that the Biden administration has embraced the overturning of Roe v. Wade because the courts are infallible. That's what you have to say now. If you are an acceptable member of a Democratic society, you have to say that elections are infallible and court decisions and jury trials and court verdicts are all infallible. Juries are infallible. Judges are infallible, right? So I guess when Kim Kardashian goes to the White House next to petition either Biden or Trump, when Trump will be the president in January, when Kim Kardashian goes there to have somebody's sentence overruled, have somebody's sentence commuted or pardoned, you can't do that. Nope. Can't question the court system. It's infallible, right? Roe v. Wade has been overturned. That's infallible. Can't touch it. So I'm glad all these Democrats will now say that publicly, that the Roe v. Wade, if it's so infallible, why are they trying to get Alito and Thomas to recuse themselves? It's infallible. It's totally infallible. So why would you ever request a judge to recuse themselves? President Biden is the only candidate running for president who is defending our Constitution. He's defending our Constitution. Retweet. So all Americans, he's putting all this out because Trump's busy, probably up to about $60 million that he's raised in the last 36 hours. Of the butt. Now, as they're putting this up, look at now, as Biden is propagating, President Biden slammed individuals suggesting our court system is rigged and political. He calls us all a threat to democracy, anti-democratic zealots, right? That's what he calls us. Where the very essence of democracy is to be able to make those claims. If you don't have those, if you can't make those claims, then you have no democracy.
Yep.
But while he's saying that you and I are anti-democratic zealots for saying that the court system is rigged, which it obviously is in certain jurisdictions, and the election system in totality is rigged, which it is in many jurisdictions, while they're claiming that you and I are anti-democratic zealots and conspiracy theorists, look what they're actually doing. Put the next one up for me, Will. This is from the Democratic Party. Voter Protection Project. Judge Cannon has completely betrayed our democracy.
Oh.
Judge Cannon is the presiding judge over the West Palm Beach Mar-a-Lago papers, the Mar-a-Lago raid case.
Yeah.
So she has betrayed our democracy by delaying Donald Trump's trial indefinitely. Insurrection alert. You're not allowed to criticize a court hearing.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to criticize a judge. You're now a threat to democracy and insurrectionist. Because if you actually say that anything is rigged, you say the court system's rigged, or the election system's rigged, or the FBI is rigged, you're a threat to our democracy. So how can Biden be saying that you and I are anti-democratic insurrectionist zealots when he's doing the same thing? Why would you need to recuse Judge Cannon? If you're saying that you need to recuse Judge Cannon, then you are criticizing her, and you are criticizing the fairness of the West Palm Beach court. Therefore, you are now a threat to democracy insurrectionist. And you can't, why would you do, you can't do this because if you're a leftist, you can't do this. I thought she's infallible. I thought the court system was, hey, Krasenstein's. Somebody forward this to Brian or Eddie Krasenstein, Brian Eddie, who are, it turns out they're 5'5", by the way. They're 5'5", little tiny fellows. They look like Lilliputians. They're little tiny guys. But anyway, so if you're not allowed to criticize the court system, and you deem that the court system, that's why I always hear the Democrats, a jury of your peers has decided, jury of your peers, and 90% voting, 90% for Biden voting Manhattan, with a judge who got, by the way, this just came out. Leave this up. Well, I'm gonna stay on this. It just came out that Judge Mershon was actually sanctioned by the body that sanctions judges for the donation that he made to the anti-Trump group. Wow. Not only did he give to Joe Biden himself, he gave, I can't remember the name of it, to a direct anti-Trump group, and that's who's presiding over the Trump trial. Wow. But I'm not allowed to say that because Judge Marchand's infallible, and if I say that he's anything but infallible, I'm an insurrectionist threat to the democracy. Right? But while they say that about us, this is what they're putting out. So, you know, there's nothing worse than a bold-faced, hypocritical liar. But again, they don't care about their hypocrisy because it's hierarchical. It's just hierarchical hypocrisy. It's all it is. They believe that they are just simply above us. The very carbon they want to get rid of, we are the carbon they want to get rid of. They don't care about CO2. They don't care about COVID. Why don't they obey any of their mitigations? Because the things that they say are a threat to us are actually not a threat to us at all, i.e. COVID, i.e. CO2, i.e. Systemic racism or anything else that they allege is no threat to us whatsoever. Guns are no threat to us, statistically speaking, no threats to us whatsoever. But they don't obey their own mitigations against the thing. They're all living behind walls and guns. They don't take the vaccines. They fly around their private jets Because we are the carbon they want to get rid of. They know that those things are all fallacies, but if we obey those things, it will kill us. And they will simply want to get rid of us. Tom, that seems awfully hyperbolic. Well, after 23 million excess deaths because of the vaccines, according to the Society of Actuaries, I think it's actually true. Trump War Room video, Senator at Josh Hawley, we've entered the phase where Joe Biden says in order to save democracy, he must cancel democracy. Play for me, Will.
Yeah, we've entered the phase where Joe Biden says in order to save democracy, he has to cancel democracy. In order to preserve the right of the people to govern, he's got to throw his opponent in jail and make sure the people don't have a choice in November. I mean, this is something we've never seen before in American history. Our election process is supposed to end with an election, not with throwing your opponent in jail. No American president's ever done this before. I mean, Joe Biden has tried to make us a third world country. And I'll just say this, Laura, these same Democrats, I thought 24 hours ago, were mounting a full-on assault on Justice Samuel Alito and the Supreme Court, calling for recusal, calling into question the court's decisions. Why? Because they didn't like a flag that Justice Alito flew. But now, all of a sudden, this verdict is sacrosanct? I mean, give me a break. It's a total rig job, and they know it.
And this is what we've seen over the last 4 years of 15 days to flatten the curve. If you don't realize this yet, you need to pray for revelation from the Holy Ghost. You really do. You need to pray for it. You don't see this yet because they use totalitarianism to usher in. They say they're going to try to sustain our democracy, defend our democracy. These are the defenders of democracy, sustainers of democracy. So you use totalitarianism to usher in democracy. You use totalitarianism to defend democracy. So that's like saying you lie to defend the truth.
Yeah,
it makes absolutely no sense. So Joe Biden is always saying it's like what they said after 9/11, after 9/11, we're going to need to cancel democracy to defend democracy. This is exactly what they said during COVID over all of their hoaxes. We need to cancel democracy to defend democracy. We need to use totalitarianism. We need to use the Patriot Act to defend democracy. All they are, all these things that you're seeing, whether it's COVID, whether it's 9/11, whether it's climate change, whether it's the first attack on the in New York, it doesn't matter. It's all, if you look at, if you actually backtrack and you look at who's behind these things and who's tied to all these things, it's always our own federal government. It's all lies.
Yep.
Everything is lies. Every last thing. I'll go to the next one for me. Right now, this is still fallout from the trial. Fallout from the Trump verdict. George Video, follow him on Twitter. Breaking, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis just announced that Trump will be able to vote in Florida despite his New York conviction. DeSantis has the ability to restore all of Trump's rights as the leader of Florida of the Florida Clemency Board. President Trump hasn't lost his voting rights in Florida. Great job, Ron DeSantis. Listen, I know DeSantis doesn't like Trump, and Trump doesn't like DeSantis. We know it, but this is what you have to do.
Yep.
You have to do this right now. You have to do this. It's there's no more time for being in the DeSantis camp or the Trump camp. Anybody who's in the Haley camp is not a Republican anyway. So goodbye. Goodbye. Go ahead and go vote. Like, go vote what your convictions really are, which is Democratic Party. I have no interest in you at all. Go ahead. Go vote. Go vote. Those are all the people, the various Republicans that I name here all the time. We know. You know that Mitch McConnell has never, ever cast a ballot for Donald Trump. Either is Lindsey Graham, of course, either is Mittens Romney. None of these people like Nikki Haley ever actually vote for Trump. So we need, everybody just needs at this point, you come together, you forget about our lines. You're a DeSantis person. I was a Trump person. I loved them both. I just listed towards Trump.
Yeah.
Because DeSantis will be a great president someday, but he picked the wrong time to run and he ran a horrible campaign. It's just the way that it is.
Yeah.
But now he's doing the right thing. And that's the strong thing about DeSantis. DeSantis can always swallow the horse pill and do the right thing when the time comes. He always ends up doing the right thing. Blew it with the vaccines early on, blew it with COVID early on, but quickly turned it around.
Yeah.
You just need to remember all this stuff. I mean, all of us do. When you see the world, you know, I know I've already brought this up, but whether it's COVID, whether it's the attacks, whether it's this 93 attack, the first World Trade Center attack, the 2001 World Trade Center attack, whether it's the Morrow Building in Oklahoma City, is that right, Aaron? Oklahoma City?
Yep.
Timothy McVeigh, who a governor's relative, can't remember, was governor's son, wrote a book about that, wrote a book 2 years prior to that, And the person and the suspect in the book was named Tom McVeigh.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, yeah. Tim McVeigh. That's an absolute truth, by the way. There's you can watch it. We put up in the post game before a brief sort of synopsis of the Marlboro building attack in Oklahoma City, where lo and behold, all the ATF agents were paged that morning and told not to come into work. This is all true, by the way. It's just all true. It's all crap. It's time for all of us to not believe the crap anymore. I'm not talking about violence. I'm talking about civil resistance. Being the 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, restraining. Where we just go, you know what? That's crap. I'm not buying into it anymore. All right, go to the next one for me. Well, here's the Trump response to the verdict. 24 hours later, there it is. Almost $53 million raised online. Online.
Yeah.
In 24 hours since crooked Joe Biden and his New York henchmen got their sham trial verdict, the Trump campaign has raised $52.8 million. Now, that's over 24 hours ago now.
Yeah.
Through the online digital fundraising platform. That's more than $2 million per hour, with more than one-third of these donors being new to the campaign. Wow. More than a third of them are new to the campaign. It is clear that more and more Americans are seeing through the Biden election interference and joining President Trump in the movement to save our nation. We all need to do it. You're like, Tom, you shouldn't be soliciting for money. Don't care. I don't care. All of us need to be sending money to DonaldJTrump.com. We all need to be doing it. We cannot afford another Biden presidency. We can't afford it. We can't afford it with $35 trillion in debt. If he takes over again, we'll be $36 trillion in debt, at least, because we're adding $1 trillion worth of debt to our deficit every 100 days. We can't do any more Biden. There's no more Biden to be done. No matter what anybody thinks, it just reminds me of these weak-kneed, limp-wristed, latte-sucking, will say anything to build a congregation pastor. They don't like Trump because he's the opposite of them. They don't like him because they're actually jealous of somebody who will actually speak their mind without fear, because those pastors, those limp-wristed pastors, are afraid to do it. So they don't like Trump. They're going to vote for Nikki Haley because they don't like Trump because they're actually jealous of him. We see that here at my own church. People call us a cult or whatever. They call us all sorts of names. Go ahead, call us whatever. What do? I preach right out of the Bible. You don't have the guts to preach out of the Bible, so you're jealous of me, so you call me a cult.
Yep.
That's how it works. So everyone needs to just drop it. If you're a conservative, stop calling names to other conservatives. Stop being jealous of other conservatives because you're too limp-wristed to take a stand. Listen, you're not going to be able to continue in your limp-wristed, cowardly, spineless ways if Biden continues to be president. So if you want to continue to be a limp-wristed, spineless Christian, you better vote for Trump. You're not going to be able to continue on in those ways under Joe Biden. Let's go to the next one. Mike Lee video, is that where we're at, Will?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mike Lee video, the Senate GOP. Can't pretend nothing's changed. Now, here is the actions that we need to be taking. It's not the only actions. We'll get into more in a minute. But here's one of the actions that we need to be taking. It's called Republican retaliation. It has to happen. We have to retaliate. You're like, Tom, well, if you retaliate, the problems will continue. No, it's the exact opposite. The problems won't continue. We've never retaliated before. We just sit there and take it. We go, we're going to take the high road and just ignore it. And we ignore it as now, we've now seen it, our former president has been convicted of 34 felonies. Felonies that don't exist. Mm-hmm. They don't exist. They don't exist in federal or state law, but he's been convicted of them. But because the entire time we don't bring knives to gunfights. We bring our fists to gunfights.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? It was scheduled as a fist fight. Okay, but now you see that it's no longer an MMA fight. The other person has an AR-15. You can no longer say, you know what, I'm going to obey the rules and I'm going to just stand there, get positioned up. I'm just going to take my orthodox stance. No. You have to now say, you know what, it's time to retaliate. I've said this since the beginning of this podcast. The reason why Brett Kavanaugh had Christine Blasey Ford is because Clarence Thomas didn't sue Anita Hill.
Yep.
And the reason why Matt Gaetz was falsely accused of trafficking underage women, which is a joke, turned out to be an extortion scheme, probably ginned up by the FBI or CIA.
Yeah.
If we really dig down deep into it, just like all these other hoaxes are, you start to delve deep into these, you start digging deep into all of these, whether it's the World Trade Center bombings, COVID, or anything else. Hello, CIA and FBI, every single time. Every time. Yep. Every single time. The FBI is involved. The CIA is involved. Every single time. Under I don't mean to keep talking about 9/11, but it's popping into my head. Under the Bush, George Herbert Walker Bush, so early 90s Bush, he basically knew about what was going on. The FBI, the good people, the white hats inside the FBI, there were still some left then, were trying to tell them, we have a problem. He kept telling them, don't investigate.
Yeah.
He kept telling them, don't investigate. Who has shared investments for decades? Anybody know? The Bin Laden family and the Bush family have shared economic investments together for years before 9/11. And who else knew the Bush family very well? The Obama family. You think it's really right, red versus blue, right versus left? You really think that? No. You have legitimate 817 people that I can see watching and all the other right-wingers watching on CTN. You have our side, which is legitimate right-wing conservatism. Yes. But our representatives are leftists.
Yep.
Every one of them, with a few notable exceptions, like a Matt Gaetz, like a Rand Paul, a few Ron Johnson, people like that, a few notable exceptions. But basically, we are legitimate conservative right-wingers. And when they come and they campaign in front of us, they espouse legitimate right-wing conservative views. But then they go legislate as a left-winger because they are left-wingers.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They're actually left-wingers. And it's all just a fake boxing match. It's a fake, like I always call it, a fake synergistic tension. So you think they're there battling for you because they say right-wing things. They say right-wing things and occasionally legislate or a right-wing agenda, occasionally nominate and install a right-wing judge because they have to maintain a veneer of validity. But overall, we've list heavily left year after year after year and accumulate hyperinflation causing crushing debt under both administrations.
Yep.
Right and left. Right-wing congresses, left-wing congresses. Right-wing senates, left-wing senates. Right-wing presidencies, left-wing presidencies. Because they're really all in it together. And that's why they had to go after Trump, because Trump's one of us.
Yep.
Trump is one of us who's a legit... he's not mega conservative, really. I mean, he's not. He's sort of a more libertarian.
Mm-hmm.
But he's definitely very much right wing in some very important aspects of things. Very important, specific agenda items. He is conservative, but that's why they have to go after him, because he's legitimate. He's not like the rest of these guys that get like a Marco Rubio and they get elected, and they go up there and legislate as a left winger. Marco Rubio is part of the Band of Eight who wanted to legalize a bunch of illegal migrants.
Yep.
And I don't know, many people say, but Marco's like, he's on the short list for Trump VP. Better not be.
Yeah.
Better not be. That's no different than electing Nikki Haley. I mean, there's a bunch of other people we're not going to get into now that if it wasn't Trump, we need to go that person. So here's Mike Lee. Senate GOP can't pretend nothing has changed. Play it for me.
Now this, as Republicans are coalescing around the former president, eight Republican senators, including Marco Rubio, Marsha Blackburn, J.D. Vance, vowing to no longer cooperate with Democrats, signing a letter that said the White House has made a mockery of the rule of law. Senator Mike Lee writing on X, quote, strongly worded statements are not enough. Those who turned our judicial system into a political cudgel must be held accountable. We are no longer cooperating with any Democrat legislative priorities or nominations, and we invite all concerned senators to join our stand. And it's not just them, Neil. You had the House Speaker Mike Johnson saying that he thinks this should be appealed to the Supreme Court, and you have the House Judiciary Committee led by Jim Jordan saying that they are now demanding the testimony of DA Alvin Bragg and Prosecutor Michael Colangelo. Neil?
Which, by the way, is great. And Mike Lee, a lot of the times, at least appears to be legitimate. I'm not going to say that he is, but he appears to be legitimate. But where was this before?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all of this, I know that they aren't funding the trial, the investigation and the trial inside of NYC, the Bragg Colangelo merger. I know they're not, and I know they're not funding that, but they are funding the one that's Tanya Shutkin's case. They're funding everything Jack Smith, which is half of all of Trump's charges. Why are you funding it?
Mm-hmm.
Why? Why do you think that if the Democratic Party was running the Congress and was running Congress is everything because they hold the purse strings, not the Senate. Everyone thinks the Senate's more powerful. Really, they're not. They get a six-year term, but they're really not more powerful. Congress is the most powerful outside of the executive branch because they hold the purse strings and can just literally decide, we're not going to fund that.
Yeah.
Why are they funding Jack Smith's special prosecution budget for him to stand in front of Eileen Cannon, the righteous judge in West Palm Beach? He's trying for a second gag order now. Don't have time to get into that tonight. His first gag order was shut down by Cannon, so he's trying a different. He's trying to do it again now, following her rules this time. But this has already been asked by the Freedom Caucus. This has already been asked to Mike Johnson. Remember it? Mike Johnson has been asked by the Freedom Caucus. Those are the Chip Roys of the world. They're asking him, stop funding Jack Smith. You can do it. Why won't Mike Johnson do it? Because of the political ramifications of not doing it. So he refuses to defund Jack Smith's special counsel prosecution of Donald Trump, both in D.C. and West Palm Beach. You're like, well, that won't help in Atlanta. I know it won't help in Atlanta, but isn't it a good thing to cut off at least half of them? Cut off at least half of these persecutions via prosecution cases? Wouldn't it be great? Why wasn't this done before? Where was this retaliation before? We've already got Donald Trump convicted on 34 felony counts, bogus counts, but 34 felony counts. Where was it? This is very typical D.C. I'm glad they're doing it. And I'm giving them, Tom, you're not really giving them props. I know I'm not really giving them props, but I'm giving them as much props as I can. He's already convicted. This could have been going on a long time before. Other things that could have been done is, why wasn't Lauren Mershon subpoenaed? Why isn't Lauren Mershon subpoenaed? You're like, well, you can't. Yes, you can. If you are running the Select Judiciary Committee under Jim Jordan or the Weaponization of Government Committee run by James Comer, you can subpoena. They keep sending them meanly worded letters.
Yeah.
Staunch letters. They keep sending them mean letters. Tough worded letters. No, subpoena them. What you do is you send them. I'm getting this from Steve Bannon. What you do is a guest on his show, and I give credit if credit is due, but I can't remember. It's Jeff Clark, I believe it is. And of course, Mike Davis. You send them letters saying, you know what? You need to conserve your documents. If you start deleting your documents, now you're committing a crime.
Yeah.
You tell them, you know what? You need to conserve your documents because they're about to be subpoenaed. Then you subpoena their documents. You subpoena Lauren Mershon, who is the daughter of Juan Mershon, who has made so far $100 million off of this case, of which she receives 10% commission. So she's received $10 million off this case so far that we know of. And she gets to extend it all the way now to July 11th. Trump's sentencing dates, how much will she make by then? $200 million, of which she gets $20 million of it?
Yeah.
We need to subpoena her records. You need to conserve your documents. They're about to be subpoenaed, and you're about to be subpoenaed. And that why was this not happening? When was this charge? I'm trying to remember when this was filed. It was filed, I can't remember, that maybe July of 23, maybe? I can't remember when this was filed by Twinkies, Bragg, and Matthew Colangelo. But right at that moment, as soon as you need to start subpoenaing these people under what's called federal civil rights violations for trying to keep Trump off the ballot and everything else and trying to hamper his campaign. This should have been done a long time ago. That's why I'm voting down ballot Republican because they're certainly better than Democrats, and I'm a registered Republican, and I probably always will be. April of 23. Thank you, Aaron. April of 23 is when the Twinkies Bragg case was filed. So that's what, a year and a month ago?
Yeah.
And this is what you're doing now? What about the moment that Mershon was selected? Remember, they choose from a pool of judges in New York. So that you have a pool of judges for the various cases to come up, and they just basically out of a hat choose what judge to keep it all fair and impartial, right? Fair and impartial. And you ended up with three trials. One of them was for one of Trump's representatives who violated some sort of law because he paid people's parking tickets. Okay? The person selected for that case was Juan Merchan. Then you have Steve Bannon's case, which I believe starts sometime this summer. And guess who's already been selected for Steve Bannon's case in New York? Juan Merchan. And guess who was chosen, of course, for the Twinkies brag $130,000 hush money case? Juan Merchan. He was chosen out of the 24 judges, Tom. No, he's not even part of the 24-judge pool. So out of the 24-judge pool they select from that he's not a part of, he was chosen. I wonder why, because he was sanctioned by his own governing body for giving to, because you're not supposed to, as a judge, be a political operative.
Right.
Or a political pundit, or be politically biased, or an agitprop for the Democratic Party. But he got sanctioned by his own governing body for giving to an anti-Trump foundation. Not only to the Biden campaign, but a direct anti-Trump campaign pack, super PAC of some kind. He was sanctioned for it, but yet, and you think that New York was Letitia James being the, you know, the, of course, because you have to trust the court system, right? Because you got to trust Letitia James because she's completely impartial and beyond reproach, right? You think that she would say, well, you have been sanctioned by your own governing body for giving to an anti-Trump super PAC, so maybe you ought not to preside over this case. But no, he's actually specifically chosen to preside over the case. Gosh, dog, I can't believe I only got 19 minutes left. All right, change of subjects. Greg Abbott video. And you just side-by-side this one, Aaron, whenever you can. Side-by-side, this construction of a Texas historic border wall is back underway. There you go. This is today. Continues in Maverick County. Now, as we're running this video, I want to bring up two important cases. Both of them we've talked about on this show. This is now being funded by, or will be funded by, the POTUS, by the President of the United States, because of Andrew Bailey, AG out of Missouri. And this is what I've been saying now for a couple weeks. The AGs need to be, you know, whether it's Florida, whether it's Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, Georgia, good luck there. But, you know, you can only, you know, under Brian Kemp, but good luck there. But like Ashley Moody is the AG of Florida.
Yep.
Where's your lawsuit against against the Biden administration? It should be happening now. You should be suing the Biden administration for flying 200,000, quarter of a million illegals into the state of Florida without permission, who have not been vetted. We have no idea who they are, and just releasing them into Jacksonville and Tampa.
Yep.
Where's the lawsuit, Ashley Moody? Or is there too many political consequences if you do that? But Andrew Bailey, who is on our side, who is a legitimate conservative, the AG out of Missouri, sued the Biden administration, forcing them to follow congressional laws. Basically, what I mean by that is congressional rules that there was funding for the wall that was already portioned for the wall. It was already given. They funded the wall. Under federal law, once it is portioned for the wall, you have to use that money for the wall. And even if you blow all that money, you still have to pay for the wall out of other accounts then.
Yeah.
Out of other money. So he has now forced the Biden administration to build the wall. An AG out of the state of Missouri has done that. Where's Ashley Moody in Florida?
Yep.
Where's the attorney general out of Georgia? Where are they? Where are they exactly? Why is the attorney general, Aaron, see if you can get his name for me, attorney general, current attorney general in the state of Georgia. Why is he not shutting down Fannie Willis's prosecution? He can. Shut it down. You're in charge of it. Shut it down. You're not going to get any votes out of Atlanta anyway. She was just reelected. Why have you not shut it down? Because the political ramifications are not shutting it down. Chris Carr, out of Georgia. Where's your lawsuit? Why are you not shutting down the Fannie Willis case? She's sleeping with her boyfriend. She's paying. Well, you don't even know what you call it. You don't call it bribery. I'm not sure what you call it, but you give your own boyfriend. You're in a relationship with him. Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade are in a relationship prior to her hiring him. She hires him, pays him $700,000, and they go gallivanting around the globe. It's not extortion. It's not bribery. I don't know what you call it. Just fraud, elect, whatever it may be. Aaron's putting up suggestions. Nepotism, they have to be related.
Yeah,
but
true.
It would be if they're married. But they are like paramours. So anyway, Biden's now going to be paying for this if he's not already. And Texas also passed. Now, this was done by Ken Paxton, AG out of Texas. suing the Biden administration. Now, Texas has the right to detain and deport any illegal alien they want.
Good.
And they can continue to build the razor wire wall. Now, where's Ashley Moody? Where's Chris Carr? Where's the other AGs? If they're not doing this, folks, they're not really on our side. Understand that. Yeah, but they say conservative things. That means nothing. What kind of actions you take, what kind of actions you're willing to take, and whatever political ramifications you're willing to suffer, that shows us if you're really on our side. Where are they? We can, in the state of Florida, now because the precedent has been set in this ruling that Ken Paxton, we defeated the Biden administration, the ruling that Texas can now deport and detain all illegal aliens and continue to build their own border wall and their own razor wire wall, that sets every state free to load them up on buses and drive their butts across the border.
Yep.
And that's what you need to do. Every single 100,000 military age Chinese men need to have their butts on buses driven across the border. Let Mexico deal with them because Mexico is allowing them to traverse their country. Now Mexico can deal with it. There you go. Just random stuff right now. Go to the next one for me, Will. Kyle Becker tweet. Breaking, the White House has admitted in federal court. So now, again, bring them in front. This is why, where does all of our money need to be going? Trump campaign, Liberty Council, America First Legal, Judicial Watch, ACLJ, everybody that hauls Democrats in front of juries, in front of judges, and puts them under oath. Our protests don't do anything, folks. They don't do anything. We can go out and protest all they want, and they can still conduct a fraudulent election. Doesn't do anything. Haul them in front of judges and juries and make them suffer the consequences of the law, because they can lie whenever they want outside of this, because if they lie here, they're breaking the law. So when you finally haul them in front of a federal grand jury or jury or federal judge, federal court, they finally have to tell the truth. And that's when the spinelessness of the left is revealed to all. They turn on each other very quickly. Very quickly. The White House has admitted, Kyle Becker tweet, in federal court that it altered. Imagine this. And where's Merrick Garland? Where's Lisa Monaco? Why aren't they being altered evidence? Altered the transcript. Now, this was a special prosecutor, special counsel, Robert Hur, special counsel for looking into Joe Biden's 1,850 boxes of highly compartmented classified documents that there's no way on earth he could ever be in legal possession of, because these were all in his possession prior to being president. He can never be in legal possession of them. There's no way each and every one of those documents is not a felony. Under Donald Trump, it just, to put it in very simplistic terms, there's at least a way for him to be in legal possession of every document he has because he was president. And the Presidential Records Act already has confirmed that he was in legal possession of them all. But not Joe Biden. There's not in any way, there's no way that Joe Biden could ever be in possession of any of those documents ever under federal law.
Yeah.
So Robert Hur was investigating all of this, right? As special counsel. And there was a recording between him, Robert Hur, and Joe Biden discussing this. The White House has admitted in federal court that it altered the transcript, the written transcript of the recording of President Joe Biden's testimony to the special counsel in order for him to appear less incompetent. Folks, it's right there. Screenshot this. You can blow it up for yourself. It's on the bottom of the tweet. They altered it. They admitted under oath, because you put them under oath now, it's a criminal offense if you do what leftists always do, which is lie. So they decide, now you don't have to blow it up, Aaron. Just leave it. Just leave it. Just blow it back. Leave it as it is. So let me break this down. Why would they do this? Why exactly would they do this? Why would they alter the transcript? Now, what are they doing right now? They are not under, Joe Biden is claiming executive privilege so that he doesn't have to turn over the audio recording of his interview with Robert Hur to Jim Jordan or James Comer. I don't remember which committee it is. Weaponization of government is Jim Comer. Judiciary Committee is Jim Jordan. Both Jims, gets confusing. But anyway, so they are trying to keep the recording out of their hands, and they always say what? Well, you have the transcript Why do you need the record? Oh, you mean the transcript you altered?
Yeah, right.
To make the president appear, quote, less incompetent?
Right.
So, like, you don't need the recording. You have the transcript you altered. Because Joe Biden sounds like an incompetent idiot on the recording as he's being interviewed about his illegal possession of highly compartmented, most of them about Ukraine, documents, highly classified compartmented documents about Ukraine that he could never be in legal possession of as a senator or vice president. And every single one, again, make this clear for everybody, every single one of those 1,800 boxes of highly compartmented classified documents were in his possession before he was president. So yep. How is he not right now a convicted felon himself? Right. Because Robert Hur covered for him. Robert, everyone's like, no, he's a white hat. No, Robert Hur, at least he's a, you know, he's not, at least he's non-politically biased. You know, he's in the middle. No, he's not. Because when push came to shove, he said, no, you know what? Technically he did commit a crime, but he's an old man who suffers with memory problems. So I didn't see fit to prosecute him. Well, you know, I'm trying to remember, is Joe Biden 79 or 80? I can't remember which. Aaron, so obviously you can find that out for me. But Donald Trump is 77. Why does he not get that exemption?
He's 81.
Oh, he's 81. Yep. So Donald Trump is 77. So they're 4 years apart. Why doesn't Donald Trump get any of the exceptions? So it's really funny that Joe Biden is withholding the audio recording under executive privilege from the Judiciary Committee or the Weaponization Committee because they're saying that you have the transcript, so you don't need the audio recording. But now under oath, the White House has admitted that they altered the transcript to make Joe Biden appear less incompetent. That's the government we have. Aaron, let's do gold real quick. Give me 60 seconds and we'll finish with a flurry on Midas Gold Group, my one and only sponsor, Midas Gold Group. Now, what do I always say about them? Listen, we need to be buying from companies that don't hate us. We need to be buying from MAGA companies, not conservative companies that end up, you know, these conservative, and I can name some names right now. These conservative companies, they're real conservative until Al Sharpton calls them and tells them to start enforcing DEI. They just cave. That's not Midas Gold Group. The parallel economy that I'm always talking about, we need to have our own Walmarts. We need to have our own entertainment. We need to have our own social media platforms, our own travel, everything. Everybody's welcome. Leftards can come in there too. But we need to have our own controlled by us so that we're not banned out of everything. But Midas Gold Group believes the way that you and I do. They believe the way that they are MAGA Republicans. MAGA owned, MAGA operated. Best thing about them is not only that they're MAGA, but all their gold is physical gold in your hands. With the BRICS movement going on right now, where they're trying to de-dollarize the globe via hyperinflation, all of us, and while they're doing it, while they're causing hyperinflation, she's trying to devalue the USD, they're all buying a bunch of gold. And our own government is hoarding a bunch of gold, so gold will always be worth something. Buy gold, buy it from Midas, and when you do, tell them that the TLP sent you. Got to show you this one. This is right outside Disney World, right here in Florida. This blow up, lips of TikTok tweet, this blow up bear in bondage. See, can you guys show that picture any better than that? I guess I sent you the whole thing, Aaron. See if you can push it up.
That's the bottom.
That's the bottom?
Yeah.
I didn't do that any better than that. Oh, man. I didn't mean to cut it off like that. I meant to put the whole bear picture in there. The whole bear, you can see the bondage in the front, I mean, on his head. The whole thing is all over his body. This blow up bear in bondage gear is sitting outside the Crown Plaza in Disney Springs. We called the hotel, Lives of TikTok, Shia Raycheck, and they told us it was for a private pride event. It's Pride Month. But that bear will remain, this quote, that bear will remain up. Throughout the entire, thank you, Aaron, you're the best. This bear will remain, you can leave it up, you can all just hear me. This bear will remain up for the entire weekend. Cloud Plaza, Till Lives of TikTok, is asking, why are you subjecting young children to looking at a bondage teddy bear? Disgusting. Disney World, ladies and gentlemen, Disney World. What they really believe, we've played the videos, what they really believe is in homosexuality, not only homosexuality, but pushing homosexuality on your children, pushing transgenderism on your children, and obviously pushing sexual perversion on your children. Speaking of transgenderism, American AF video, is anyone taking health advice from this dude? Here is Richard Levine, a fully penised male, calling himself Rachel Levine, who is, he'll give his title here in a second, is a governmental, most of you already know who this is a governmental figure, a high-level governmental figure, under the Biden administration. Play for me, Will.
Hello, my name is Admiral Rachel Levine, and I have the honor of being the Assistant Secretary for Health at the United States Department of Health and Human Services. Happy Pride. Happy Pride Month. And actually, let's declare it a Summer of Pride. Happy Summer of Pride.
Summer of Pride just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Oh.
So you sit there and you have to listen to that from a fully penis man telling you that, you know what, it's not going to just be Pride Month here in the month of June. It's going to be Pride Summer.
Yeah.
Pride Summer. And then you have a teddy bear in bondage out in front of Disney World. Citizen Free Press video, Democratic, you know, just side by side this one too, Aaron. I just want to read this to you. Citizen Free Press video, Democratic Party terrorists break into Brooklyn Museum in support of Hamas. There you go. Well, I'm wondering where are all the cries for insurrection? Where now? Let me add up all of the arrests. They did arrest some people outside of there eventually. But this is the modern Democratic Party right here. Just and then breaking into a building, illegally occupying it, but no insurrection talk. No threat to our democracy talk, and here they are occupying a building. That's the Democratic Party. Let's go to the next one, Will. Let's hop into Canada for just a moment. Viva Fry. Her government that is euthanizing suicidal Canadians in record numbers is telling you to call, again, it's all about either aborting you in the womb or aborting you outside the womb because you are the carbon that they want to get rid of. Remember that. It's totally not a database. There's the statistics, the number of medically assisted deaths in Canada from 2016 to 2022, which I'll show you in just a minute. Go to the profile page. This is who he's talking about. Is Yara Sachs, MP for York Central, Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, and Associate Minister of Health. Now she's urging people to call their suicide hotline. But here's the problem. Let's look at suicides under her reign. Put up the chart for me, Will. There you go. Here they are under her reign. Look at where they were in 2016, about 1,900 a year. And now under her reign, 13,341. And they actually, and what they do, they have medically assisted euthanasia inside of Canada, and they're trying to encourage people to go ahead and do it. So the person telling you to call the hotline, the suicide hotline, will be the one who encourages you to kill yourself.
Yep.
Aren't suicide hotlines supposed to be the opposite?
Yeah.
Look at her. I don't know which year she took over, but look at the increase. Under the Trudeau administration, he's been the prime minister for this entire time. Look at it go up. So you call the suicide hotline, I guess they encourage you to commit suicide. All right, let's go to the next one, Will. Vigilant Fox, I know I'm hopping all over the place right now. I'm trying to jam in as many things as I can. Vigilant Fox video, new. Chris Cuomo gets booed on stage after old clip exposed his shameful remarks on ivermectin. Play for me, Will.
There was so much talk that they don't want you to take ivermectin. Ivermectin is the way to go. Take it. Joe Rogan got better from ivermectin. And by the way, I don't like what people did to Joe Rogan about ivermectin. I don't
you
like
it. You did it.
No.
Okay, yes, you did.
Find the clips.
Dude, find the clips. You shamed Joe Rogan.
Find the
you
clips.
You said he's taking horse dewormer. So, you and Don Lemon were chuckling at each other about it. No. I'll go find
the clips.
First
of all, you just saw the clips. I'm not chuckling. I'm listening to Don.
But no. The clip I'm talking about wasn't on there. And it's absolutely there. Here, do we have it? Hold on. Let's play the clip.
Go ahead.
Injecting drugs for animals and horse.
And people telling them to.
Oh, my God.
What person? You know, you talk about, like, you know, cancel culture and who to shame. Ivermectin? A dewormer? Really?
They are shaming themselves.
That's
no
what it is.
Shame them. They're shaming themselves.
So you're taking a dewormer right now.
This is
Chris, you can't apologize for that. You weren't being clear that it was this, right. And you know that, dude. You're being so dishonest right now,
I'm not
being
dishonest.
You were talking about ivermectin, the drug. You were not talking about this version of ivermectin. Come on.
And you see with what the demonic conviction that these people operate in. Show the clips, he says, very confidently. You shouldn't do that with Patrick Bet-David.
Yeah.
He already has the clips. He's ready. PBD Podcast is ready. And that was Dave Smith that he was talking to, who's pretty much a right-wing comedian. But anyway, and he was on the right side of things. But you see what comment? I felt bad what happened to Joe Rogan. And see what conviction, if you were somebody who was a low information person, you would be like, oh, he seems very sincere.
Right.
He with great demonic conviction, he lies. With great demonic conviction, he protests. I wasn't laughing. I wasn't chuckling. I never said any of these things. Show the clips, he says. Show the clips. And then they showed the clips, and he's a bold-faced liar. Go to the next one for me, Will. Sudden and unexpected, a disturbing new study has uncovered evidence from official government data showing that deaths among people vaccinated for COVID have been recorded as being unvaccinated. Remember, there was a pandemic of the unvaccinated because anybody dying who was actually vaccinated was tabulated, was marked down as vaccinated. Or I'd say it the reverse way. So anybody that was actually who died and they said they were unvaccinated was actually vaccinated.
Right. Yep.
I said it wrong the first time. Read the slide. The slide's correct and I was wrong. I only got a minute left, so I'm trying to do this too fast. The move apparently sought to make the COVID mRNA injections appear safe while also stoking fear among the unvaccinated by showing a false spike in deaths of people who purportedly hadn't received the shots. Listen to what it says. Let me leave this up. A disturbing new study has uncovered evidence from official government data showing that deaths among people vaccinated for COVID-19 have been recorded as being vaccinated. So people who died who were vaccinated. Who were vaccinated against COVID, who died of COVID or any other death, were recorded as unvaccinated.
Yep.
So they could build their narrative and build their agenda of this is a pandemic of the unvaccinated. Lies on every level. Lies on every level. The alarming discovery was found in the database of the UK government's Office of National Statistics, ONS. Join me tomorrow at Foundation Church. Join me tomorrow. Aaron will start playing around 10-something. Join me tomorrow at Foundation Church. Love you all. God bless you. What benefit did you reap at the time from the things you are now ashamed of? Those things result in death. But now that you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to God, the benefit you reap leads to holiness and the result is eternal life. Slave of God. Well, I don't agree with that, Tom. I'm against slavery. Well, you should be against being in slavery to any person. No person should be a slave to any other person. But to God, He's Yahweh. He's Yahweh. You're not, I'm not. So I willingly go into slavery to Yahweh. Because it's the only way to be free. It's the only way to be free. He led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. Ephesians 4:8. He led captivity captive and gave gifts to men. He took captivity captive, just like he killed death.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to TomLipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.